You're listening to your NTD audiocast with me, Ashok Mulu. The World Health Organization has just published a revised edition of its technical report series on the leishmaniasis. The new edition, entitled Control of the Leishmaniasis, is the first in more than 20 years and incorporates the latest scientific and other relevant developments. The new guidelines are based on the recommendations of a WHO expert committee which met in Geneva, Switzerland in March 2010. Dr. Jorge Alvar is medical officer in charge of the Leishmaniasis Control Program at WHO's Department of Control of Neglected Tropical Diseases in Geneva, Switzerland.
This revised and updated edition of the technical report series includes new therapeutic recommendations for visceral and cutaneous leishmaniasis. What is also quite important is that it provides details on the management of leishmania and HIV co-infection, and also considers social factors and climate change as risk factors for the increased spread of the disease.
Other recommendations include a better knowledge of the disease epidemiology and clinical studies. During the past 10 years, major scientific breakthroughs have been made in the treatment, diagnosis, and prevention of leishmaniasis. However, morbidity and mortality from the disease are still showing an increasing trend. Although control is feasible using the available medicines and diagnostic tools, a serious lack of funding, political commitment, and national and international cooperation are hampering efforts to control the disease globally. An informal consultation of the Leishmaniasis Control Program held in Geneva on the 10th to the 12th of November 2010 agreed to follow up many of the expert committee's recommendations made in March 2010. These include reviewing country policies and practices regarding the various aspects of leishmaniasis control and identifying ways to improve regional and national control strategies and control plans. Leishmaniasis is one of the world's most neglected diseases and affects the poorest of the poor, mainly in developing countries. WHO estimates that 350 million people are at risk of contracting leishmaniasis, and some 2 million new cases occur every year. And this brings us to the end of this program. My name is Ashok Mulu.